You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob.
Right now. What started me off on this thing? Right?
Bang the table. Slap the table.
I read this article and I was going to talk about it today, and it was a team of researchers are attempting to make a brain out of mushrooms, and I thought that what?
That's
and
my
then
brain.
That got me onto, now if I said that, would you believe me?
Yes.
I mean, you know it's true now because I said I read an article about it. So what I've done, me five facts, four are true and one isn't.
Five facts, one of them is fake.
You're giving me made up. The two doors in the labyrinth. It's like one tells the truth and one is lying.
Yeah, and you can't ask which does what.
Mm-mm. This game, I am so bad at this game. I think this is your first round of it, Stella, but I'm so terrible at it. The listeners are generally better at it than me, so I hope everybody is ready to text.
Yeah, don't Google it and all that, because I don't even know what the answer to the real thing is here. Right. Number one, it is illegal in Switzerland to own just one guinea pig. You can hide your blood money there, but if you only got one guinea pig, you're into rubble.
Mm-hmm. Wait, have to have a guinea pig, like government-mandated guinea pig?
Oh, no, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig.
You got to have them. Okay.
All right.
You have to have more than one or none.
Or none.
Okay.
Or three, I'd be... Yeah, anyway. Number two, a jiffy is an actual unit of time. It is 1/100th of a second.
Ooh.
You know,
a
say
jiffy.
Someone, I'll be there in a jiffy. Impossible.
Wait,
really.
So that's an actual unit of time?
I don't know, is it?
Stop
you
it,
tell
you.
Me. It's a 1/100th of a second. Number three, the blob of toothpaste.
The what?
The blob of toothpaste on a toothbrush is called a dollop.
A dollop. Yeah. And that's the official term.
This is the word.
There was actually a lawsuit in America over it because two toothpaste companies wanted to use it. You know, Americans are like, they'll sue anybody about anything.
Wow. So, okay.
Number four, New Zealanders have more pets per household than any other country in the world.
That feels real.
Yeah. All of the ones that you've said so far, that's the one I feel kind of like most confident would be real. But then I've been wrong before, so...
This is my favourite, this one.
Okay.
In the 1840s, it was deemed a bit of a bad show to have a big grin or a smile in a photograph. You look at all them old photographs, everybody looks well miserable, don't they?
They just do look quite grim.
Well, it's quite a miserable time.
So a London photographer told people to say prunes to keep their mouths taut.
Prunes and cheese.
I wonder how many people are now looking in the mirror going, prunes.
I mean, it does make you pout. I'm trying it. Prune.
Oh, it's giving.
So there you go.
So okay, hang on. So that was your five facts, one's fake. So let's recap. What was the first one?
Illegal in Switzerland to own one guinea pig.
Okay, you've got to have multiple guinea pigs in Switzerland.
Multiple guinea pigs, yeah.
Number two, a jiffy.
A jiffy is an actual unit of time. It's 1/100th of a second.
Bloody hell. Okay. What was number three?
The blob of toothpaste on a toothbrush is called a dollop.
Oh, official name. Yep, number four.
New Zealanders have more pets per household than any other country.
That one still feels real to me. Yep. And
number
five.
And if you don't want to smile in a photograph, say prunes.
Prunes. 1840s, not a good look to smile in photos.
No.
Okay. This is hard. I'm very bad at this game every time we play it. What we're going to do is play your song, Rob.
Should I do my poem?
I reckon we do the poem afterwards.
Okay.
I'm going to save the poem up.
Okay.
We're going to play Rob's song, and you can text us on 5395 which one you reckon is the lie. There's four
What's
truths
the lie?
And one lie, and we'll see what everybody thinks. What have you picked for us today, Rob?
Hot Penny Day. It's I probably can't pronounce it properly. Charlotte Adigree, and the word I can't pronounce properly, remix. This is my favourite song of the year.
Charlotte Adigree and Bolas Poople.
Yeah, all right. It's easy
like
for you to say.
Across the road from a boot fair.
All right, text us, 5395. Which one's the lie?
Wouldn't that be something? If I'm thin as a beanpole, I can slip through the fence. Mm-hmm.
relationship?
Well, it's not what you think it is. Our relationship, well, it's not what you think it is. Is it still okay to call you my disco pickle? Hot belly day, hooked over man, woolen woman. Hot belly day, hot penny day.
People are loving your choice here, Rob.
It's brilliant. What a tune.
What a tune. Dry Cleaning remixed by Charlotte Adigiri and Bolas Poople. Cool name. Hot Penny Day is the track. Okay, let's get into the guesses. People.
Mixed bag.
It's a mixed bag. I thought there would be maybe more.
A consensus.
A lot of people think that Jiffy is the lie. We've got someone saying Jiffy is the fibby.
Jiffy is the fibby.
Jiffy's the lie. Jiffy ain't no way. So let's go through the five again, Rob. Okay. Give us the short version. What have we got? Number one?
It's illegal to own a guinea pig in Switzerland, just one.
Mm-hmm. Got to have more than one.
The Jiffy is an actual unit of time.
Yep.
A blob of toothpaste is called a dollop.
Yep.
And New Zealanders have more pets per household than any other country.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to smile in the photographs, say prunes.
Prunes. Okay, so the one that seems to be mostly people reckon is a lie is Jiffy.
Yeah.
We've had some people reckon that they think the guinea pig one is definitely true because they're quite social animals. Yep. They need little buddies.
They need a hug and a friend.
I feel it's like very specific for them to just pick guinea pigs.
Well, I could have just picked it. I could have made it up, couldn't I? That's the whole point of this.
It's too
if it is
this.
The Swiss government, that's a wild, wild thing.
They've got more things to worry about
police
over there.
Police are busting in.
Someone says that they think, Louis reckons it's New Zealanders have the highest pets because Spanish countries are obsessed with dogs.
But so what about all the farm animals? Are they classified as pets? I've got a lot of questions about the semantics of that one.
There is actually, I think, an actual classification about whether something is a pet. Or
it's got to live in your house,
isn't it? Let me do my research. Right, what if I have a cow in my house for the night? Is that a pet?
Does it become a pet? I don't know. Okay, everybody thinks... Okay, it's come down to household pets and Jiffy. That's really what we've got down to here. Someone thinks that possibly it could be the prune one because they had long exposures on the old cameras, so maybe that was something to do with it.
Okay.
But I think we're going to have to go with Jiffy being the lie because that is where... We have got so many texts coming in here. Rob, are you ready to reveal to us what was the truth?
I certainly am. Well, it wasn't Jiffy.
Oh!
It was dollop toothpaste.
Oh, no! I was going to pick it. I swear. I That's
not
such an annoying thing to say.
Not a single person texted
I'm
in about
really
that one.
I'm happy about that.
You did well.
It's true about all of them. I was a bit doubtful about the pet thing. I would have thought America, because they're, you know, they're a bit different over there.
They've got probably the highest proportion of really strange pets.
Yeah.
Like possibly. Ferrets and
we all watched Tiger King and the
Lord. No, it's true about the Jiffy thing.
Wow.
It's true about all of them.
So tell us, since we all got Jiffy wrong, tell us what the fact
it's,
was.
It's 1/100th of a second.
Is an official unit of time.
Yeah.
Called
all
a Jiffy.
Say is all them other ones, if you've got a bit of a lull in a conversation, just pull one of these out. People will love it.
My mother has just texted me, dollop. I should have texted in.
Oh, my God. You
sure,
and your mum.
Oh, sure. Yeah, after the event,
sure,
family.
Sure.
Well,
listen.
In my heart, I thought it might have been the prunes one, so I feel like I've been truly done wrong today. You've got a poem for us,
I
though. Let me hit this.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. Papakura, start. Still haven't got much running through my head. Writing a train poem fills me full of dread. Doesn't really. Oh, no, shit, can I do that again? Sorry.
You go on, rewind.
Still haven't got much running through my head. Writing a train poem fills me with dread. It doesn't really. That was a thought crime. But it sounds a bit dramatic, and I got it to rhyme. Am I happy about that? Yeah, why not? It's a good way to start train journey over. Britomart, it's the end. Oh, just so mucked that up.
What?
Sorry about that. Just, that was
awful.
It
wasn't
awful.
Part of it.
That was all part of it. Yeah.
It became a beat poem is what happened. You took it out of spoken words and put it into beat poetry. Bard of Bollocks, thank you so much this morning for your poetry and your fibbing. We will see you next week.
Yeah.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.